His check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Papageno's tri-state forecast, rain likely before 8 o'clock this morning, and then the rest of the day mostly cloudy, about 61. Tonight, rain, low around 49, and tomorrow, rain, a high around 55. That rain might be heavy at times. A story by Bridget Ruthman in the Republican American on Sunday, nearly 5 months after jury duty resumed statewide. Evidence has yet to be presented in Torrington Superior Court. In Waterbury, only one trial convened but ended before a verdict was reached. COVID-19 closings in the spring and summer of 2020 halted all but the most essential in-person proceedings. A June 1st order to resume court trials statewide was part of a gradual reopening of court procedures in all 13 of the state's districts. With coronavirus on the ebb and precautions in place, sufficient courtrooms and staff are in place to handle jurors, State Judicial Branch spokesman Rhonda Herbert said. Safety precautions are a matter of judges' individual preferences, though, according to Herbert. In the Hudson Valley of New York, beginning on Sunday, all phone users in southeastern New York will need to dial 10 digits, the area code and 7-digit phone number, to complete all local calls. After that date, you'll only dial 7-digit phone number. Your call will not be completed. The change applies to both the 845 area code, that includes Dutchess, Orange, Putnam, Rockland, Sullivan, and Ulster counties, and 914, which covers Westchester County. New York employers are not allowed to drug test their employees for cannabis except under limited circumstances based on new guidance this month from the State Department of Labor. The state is currently laying the groundwork for the legal sale of marijuana after legalizing its recreational use in the spring. Only the use of cannabis among adults over 21 and the possession of up to 3 ounces is currently legal in New York. The sale and transportation of marijuana is still prohibited and will be until at least 2022. Great Barrington's insurer has paid around $167,000, allegedly stolen by an employee, and is now suing the worker accused in the theft. Town officials said on Friday the insurance will also cover the cost of the town's investigation and legal fees in what authorities say was a long-term embezzlement from town hall. After officials had made a claim under its surety bonds, the town will have recouped around $200,000. Educators in New York are pushing the state to set criteria for eventually lifting its indoor masking mandate for schools and to consider COVID policy changes to keep students in school. Superintendents in the Lower Hudson Valley have spoken to the state health department about identifying statewide or regional metrics that could point to a change in the state's indoor masking requirements, which went into effect late in August. The Town of Northeast Zoning Review Committee has a workshop meeting that is coming up today at 3:30. In Cornwall today at 4 o'clock, the Affordable Housing Steering Committee has a Zoom meeting, and the Zoning Board of Appeals has a Zoom meeting tonight at 7 p.m. In Salisbury, tonight at 5:30, the Board of Education. At 6:30, the Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission meets. In Sharon, the Historic District Commission has a meeting set for 6 p.m. tonight. The Village of Millerton has a workshop meeting for tonight at 6 p.m., a special meeting. In Falls Village, the Board of Finance has a special meeting set for 6:30. The Conservation Commission in Sheffield has a meeting set for Town Hall tonight at 7 p.m. Coming up tomorrow in Cornwall, there's voter registration, runs from 9 a.m. till 8 p.m. Also tomorrow, the Economic Development Commission in Cornwall meets via Zoom. The Taconic Hills School District has a vaccination clinic tomorrow from 1 until 5 p.m. At the high school entrance, no sign-up is necessary. Regular flu shots, high dose age 65, Pfizer COVID-19 shot, first dot only for age 12 plus. Parent or guardian must accompany a child under 18. The new single shot, pneumonia shots, tetanus, whooping cough shots, flu shots are available for ages 4 plus with guardian present. Flu, COVID, and pneumonia shots are free with insurance. Please bring your Medicare prescription card with you to the clinic. Also coming up tomorrow in Sharon, the Board of Selectmen meet at 5:30, the Board of Finance at 7. The Dover Union School District tomorrow has a school board meeting at 6 p.m. Planning and Zoning Commission meets in Salisbury tomorrow at 6:30 in Kent. The Housing Plan Steering Committee meets at 7 p.m. tomorrow. Coming up on Wednesday, Region 1, there's a Zoom Middle School Athletic and Activities Committee meeting from 6 till 7 p.m. and an ABC Committee meeting at 7 p.m. The Town of Northeast Planning Board has a meeting set up for 7:30 on Wednesday. Dover Town Board regular meeting will be held Wednesday as well. In Hillsdale, a special town meeting comes up on Thursday at 8 p.m., at 6 p.m. via Zoom for the purposes of presentation of the tentative budget. A Halloween drive-through spooktacular at Maplebrook School main campus happens October 28th from 6 till 8 p.m., October 29th and 30th from 6 till 9 p.m., $10 per car. Proceeds will benefit the Sunday in the Country food drive, theme zones, treats for kids, costumes encouraged, and fun for the whole family. On Thursday the 28th at 7 o'clock, the Salisbury Affordable Housing Community Support Group Subcommittee has a special meeting. Also on the 28th, Falls Village, the Planning and Zoning has their regular meeting at 7 p.m. The Trunk or Treat will be held on Saturday the 30th from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Oval at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. The Ancrum Opera House presents Crystal Radio Seance. Ancrum Opera House presents That Seance. It's a sessions update, the local outpost from New York City reading series showcasing the poetry, fiction, and personal essays and creative nonfiction of established and emerging writers from the Hudson Valley. The series is curated by Ashley Main, Saturday, October 30th at 7. They bring Crystal Radio Sessions upstate to the Hilltop Barn and Roloff Jansen Park in Hillsdale for an autumn evening of live storytelling under the stars. It's a seasonal edition, includes stories exploring the eldritch, uncanny, and sublime. The in-person event will feature actors and actresses. More information, AncrumOperaHouse.org. Ancrum Firehouse in Ancrum, New York has a trick-or-treat Halloween night coming up on Sunday, October 31st from 4 till 6 p.m. Mass required, first come, first serve. Notice to all North Canaan residents on October 31st, they'll be closing Bragg Street and Prospect Street from 5 till 8 p.m. There'll also be local traffic-only signs at the intersection of Quinn and West Main Street to the intersection of Bragg Street. This will allow all the trick-or-treaters to navigate the area safely. The best parking option will be in the Town Hall parking lot or North Canaan Elementary School. Traffic will be open on Peace Street. If you have any questions or concerns, contact the Town Hall. In Falls Village on Sunday at 5 p.m. on Main Street, the Recreation Commission is organizing a Trunk or Treat event on Main Street this year. On Halloween night, they're inviting all Falls Village residents, families, and local businesses and organizations to participate. The community event will provide Falls Village families with a central, outdoor, safe, and fun place to trick or treat. Registration for the event is free, and prizes will be awarded for the best decorated vehicles and displays. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day today at 35,677.02, the NASDAQ at 15,090.20, and the S&P 500 at 4,544.90. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.